child support agency. You never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go to debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
It's so funny, in the intro that I use, there was this police officer that got in my car, right? And I was like, have you ever arrested anybody for child support warrant before? And he was like, yeah, I'm not really a big fan of those. I was like, radio down. I want to hear this. So funny. And then the outro, that was me at the child support office, the child support agency office here in Manatee County, Florida. And when I went in there, they were like, they had a judgment right in front of them. This is a supervisor. This is a supervisor that we pay with tax money. And I said, I paid $150 for the month of July. I was like, you don't see that? And she was like, yeah, she said that she saw it. And then she was like, yeah, like it wasn't enough. Fortunately for me and all kind of other parents, it doesn't matter what the child support agency staff thinks. What the only thing that matters is that you adhere to what's in that judgment, period. It doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. Let's see, what is today? Today is March 18th, 2022. Today I paid another $300 in child support, sent it to the Florida Distribution Unit. And let's see what else. I've been having a little trouble finding people to interview. I mean, it's not like, you know, like people gotta like fly to Florida or something, or fly anywhere. You know, like I email them and let them know that, you know, everything is done remotely over the internet. What they gotta do is just make sure they have like a microphone that they can speak into and headphones. And that's it. And a computer, of course, because it can't be done on a cell phone. But, and I haven't got a response back. Well, I only emailed one person so far. I'm going to email another one right now. The one person that I emailed was called the lead attorney on YouTube. So I sent him an email and I got absolutely nothing back. But that was just one person. I need to send an email to like five people, I guess, at a time to get maybe one, two, or three. I don't know. Whatever. But it seems like, you know, people are like either afraid of the child support agency, or they're in business with the child support agency, or they're afraid, or I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I'll try again and I'll keep trying. Right now, like, I'm the only person that'll be on the interview right now, so whatever. All right. So I just listened to this and I just want you guys to know that, like, anybody that, what I'm looking for this podcast is like people that work in child support or people that used to work in child support in any state. I don't care. And also, you don't need to have exactly headphones. Like, I use earbuds, but like, you know, computer speakers will work. The main thing is that you have to have a microphone so me and you can communicate. So preferably like earbuds or headphones or of some type, but computer speakers work just fine also. But like I said, the main thing is that you have a microphone of some sort. A microphone of any kind will work. So I'm getting ready to send my son's mother like all the paperwork that I have so that she receives it and knows what to do with it. You know, like before go into the courtroom, the other side has to know about it. There's some kind of rules that they have here in America. I don't know. So I got to send it to her so she knows about it. And because she's like retarded, then she'll probably hire a lawyer and like pay all kinds of money. Probably first borrow a lot of money from her brother and then pay an attorney with that money. But anyway, You would think that all the information that I got, all the data that I have on her, you would think that, you know, like, they'll just let me write off child support. I won't even have to pay anymore. The courts, when it comes to letting people off child support or, you know, like, even reducing child support significantly, they don't do anything logical. Like, you would look at it and you would think to yourself, they should just let that dude go. But they don't do it like that. They do crazy stuff all the time. I mean, absolutely crazy. So, whatever. I'm going to try anyway.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.